Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we had to grab Ron Layton. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Marty and Larry, good morning. And thanks for having me back on KDK. But, I mean, this is just, it's a tough day for our law enforcement family. And we just went through this with the chief of Brackenridge. It's just awful.
Far too often, one is too many. But now here we are just into the first week of February, and you're right, Ron, it happens again. It just takes your breath away because you think immediately of that family in particular when we saw a picture of Officer Slugansky and his wife and three-year-old daughter on the beach.
Ron, your take on domestic violence calls and post-traumatic stress calls. Your take, sir.
So my take is that this particular subject, I mean, when you dig back into what did or did not happen, there are a number of, there's a confluence of things here that contributed to this, some of which the officers would have known or perhaps would have been aware of. But you've got PTSD and access to weapons. That's a huge red flag. And then you've got the other issue that happens in law enforcement with these repeat calls for domestic violence. It's the issue with respect to familiarity. So the officers would have known the mom. She was a former officer in McKeesport, but also would have likely dealt with this subject before. And so what happens is oftentimes familiarity breeds some level of complacency. And that's a difficult thing to deal with. And these instances, they happen so quickly. And as I've read in the report, this particular subject said, I want you to film this. It almost sounds to me, although I've not heard this, this is a fairly, you know, just happened. It sounds like there's some element of suicide by cop.
Right, right.
In this particular matter.
I felt that way. I would imagine because he wants it documented in a sense. Or is it just the paranoia of they're going to do something to me? I don't know, but you may be right.
You know, Larry, the thing is, it's not, I don't think it's one or the other. I think there are a variety of factors. If you look at the numbers, you'll see that there are about one in five Americans who just generally have some form of mental illness.
Right.
For PTSD, you usually run in about, you know, anywhere between the numbers that I've seen, 14 and 20%. But I got to tell you, I actually think that that's underdiagnosed. Because if you look at the personality of people who show up for this kind of work, oftentimes we are less likely to put our hands up and say that we need help.
True. And especially for you, who, as one of our veterans explained, you know, we do what we do to help other people. We're not the ones that need help. But then when you do need help, hesitant to reach out, a stigma of makes me feel weak, and oftentimes, a lot of them don't ask
Ron,
for help.
I looked at Justice Department numbers, and there are hundreds of deaths from cops who die in these domestic violence calls. And what you said, all of them say the same thing. These are what they call frequent flyers, Ron. And so there's a level of delay in that, we're just going over to his house again, right? Right?
Well, yeah, because, Marty, what happens is, If I'm sure the Allegheny County Police who are doing the investigation on this, they probably dealt with him. It could have been seven or eight times over the past, I don't know, year or so. But the point is, you know, McKeesport is one of those communities that's tight-knit, that the officers know the houses that are obviously the repeat calls. They had probably gone to him five or six times.
Ron, do you
and
have
again,
a few more minutes?
Familiarity and complacency, that's the thing that really, because how do you know when it's that day?
Can you stay with us for a few more minutes?
Yeah, I sure can.
Ron Layton, former Secret Service agent, serving four presidents, Pittsburgh guy, central grad, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Big K Morning Show. We continue our conversation with former Secret Service agent, security expert, who's also trained law enforcement at various levels. Ron Layton, Pittsburgh guy, is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Appreciate the time, Ron. As we had discussed moments ago, a difficult day in our community again, but especially for people like you who have served in law enforcement.
I wanted to read this to you from an officer who knows the details of this scenario, because I can't wrap my arms around how the hell does this happen, quite frankly. And he says, that guy, the suspect, decided this was the day, and he wasn't going anywhere before they showed up. It's actually fascinating. And he says, finally, it's hard to win a fight with someone more prepared than you are. Respond, please, Ron.
So, Marty, that's a very poignant text from the officer, because that's what officers have to undergo and go through literally on every call. You're going to a call where more of the information is unknown rather than is known. You usually know what house you're going to. Maybe there's something that you roll up on, but there are more unknowns than knowns. That's why officers are always taught the first thing that you need to do is control the scene. But that's very difficult to do when someone already is in the mental state where they're going to take a violent action. And for this particular case, look at what he did. He put a pistol in his pocket. He's walking down the street. He had already told witnesses that the cops were going to kill him. So he had already decided in his own mind that he was going to take a violent action just as soon as the cops rolled up on scene. Now, obviously, the officers would not have known that. And as I said in the earlier segment, you're typically when you're familiar with someone and you've dealt with them so many times, you just think, okay, here it is again. We're going to talk to him. We'll give him a ride back home. We know that he's struggling, and that's the day he decides to kill you.
Mm. And in this scenario, from what we're being told, they had a history with this guy. And let's lay this out. Let's say this happens. When he turns around, before he pulls his gun, they shoot and kill him. Now we're having an entirely new discussion. Oh, my God. They killed this poor veteran. So this is also part of the play these days, is it not, sir?
Absolutely. And this is something that has been with officers probably over the last 10 or 15 years, with officers who have at least been judged by, sometimes in criminal court, of excessive use of force. There is nobody carrying a gun and a badge today that isn't at least in the back of their mind saying, I don't want to be the next person to lose my pension, to lose, everything that comes with working in this job. I don't want to lose all that. And so that's in the minds of us all who do this job.
I would imagine, though, the conversation is, in part to Marty's point, is, just in general, Ron, what can we do to help particularly veterans suffering from PTSD? And not to suggest in any way this is a rare situation where someone would become homicidal. Most people suffer in silence with this. What kind of help is out there? Do you know?
Well, whatever help is out there is probably not good enough. If you look at the recent statistics, we are still losing 17 veterans a day from suicide. So now, if you look at the cumulative numbers, we're losing more veterans when they leave war than are killed in war.
Staggering number.
It's staggering, but you can't have, if you've got PTSD, you can't have access to weapons.
Bam. That's the point. You nailed it at the outset. Why the hell are there guns at all in this house, man?
Marty, I don't know. I don't know enough about when someone is diagnosed with PTSD, what's the follow-on from there? What are the mechanisms to say, okay, where are you? Where do you live? And we're going to make sure that you don't have any guns in the house. Now, obviously, that's really hard to do. I am sure that there are groups out there that would say it's overly intrusive. But the point is, if you are, and there are different levels of PTSD, obviously, this particular subject, whatever level, the highest level is before you do something violent. Well, that's where he was. So he was at that stage when the call went out and he had access to a firearm. That's the thing to most likely concentrate on, because those are unfortunately the confluence of factors that led up to the death of Officer Sigansky. Tragic day.
Ron Layton worked for four presidents, one of the biggest minds in America regarding security and training and law enforcement. Thank you for the truth, sir.
Thank you, guys. Be well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.